Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How's the sweet corn this year? Let's go in depth with Dan Dennison and his sweet corn pickers at Dandy Farms. Well, Dan, how's the corn this year? It looks good.
You know, it's been pretty good. First stand was a little, wasn't great because of the cold weather, but actually we've had good corn.
Well, it tastes good.
Well, good. We like to hear that.
It always tastes good,
though. Well, we like to hear that, too. I like to hear, even if you're lying, you know.
I'm not going to lie to you. Well, I guess maybe if I thought you might feel bad, but it looks great, tastes great this year.
Yeah, it's been good so far.
But it's been a tough year, hasn't it?
You know, every year's kind of always has its ups and downs. You just kind of got to flow. Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's been a little bit of an abnormal weather pattern. You know, rained a lot and kind of kept us out of the field for long periods of time, but Mother Nature has control of that, so we just gotta work around it.
Well, yeah, normally you like to shoot for the 4th of July to have a crop out for us, and it was what, a week, 10 days after that?
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure what Dad say, 10 days probably, whenever, about second or third day of the county fair, which is when we used to have it. But then I started planting a little shorter season corn because everybody wanted it, you know, the 4th of July. And I probably had it up in time to do that, but it was just so cold and no sunshine, it just didn't grow very fast.
Is it my imagination that's not quite as tall this year?
You know, it's really not. This patch here is not quite as full season, but yeah, it's not. Usually it's over your head. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know. I don't see any of it that is that tall. So I don't, it is normal. But I widened the rows so it'd be easier for the kids to walk through, and so maybe it doesn't look as tall. There's more room in the row.
How many years you've been doing this?
A lot.
I'm saying 32.
I wouldn't argue with that.
I'm just guessing.
Well, I'd say you're in that ballpark. Yeah. Kids were young and they're getting old, so. Yeah, I'd say that's probably about right. Maybe not quite the volume we are now, but yeah, I'd say we've been selling sweet corn over 30.
Well, you got quite a crew this morning here helping.
Yeah, we got a couple that didn't make it this morning. One's sick, and I'm not sure what that happened to the other one. But
well, so yeah, sometimes those things happen.
Oh, they do. Even I like to oversleep some mornings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get them out here bright and early, we've got a good day today, though. They're not always like this.
No, we've had really some pretty nice days. The first few days we picked was really hot. But other than that, it's been, I say it's been nice picking, but I'm sitting up there, and they're walking through this wet stuff. So, yeah, today is pretty nice. Today's a really good day to pick.
All right, if I ask them a few questions.
Sure. It's all right with me.
Say your name and share a little bit about yourself.
Jaron Sedluck. Well, concerning corn picking, I guess this would be my second year, but I'm pretty much here every day, so.
You're a big outdoorsman. Really interested in all kinds of things outdoors, including corn picking.
Yep.
Well, what's it like working with Dan?
Working with Dan's like, just like working with a friend. It's not like having like a boss. It's just hanging out with Dan.
Picking corn.
And picking corn.
Change that.
Well, and I don't think I've seen you out picking before.
Nope, never picked. Well, yeah. This is my first year.
Well, and what's your name?
Emma Sedluck.
Okay. And first year, what are you thinking about it so far?
I thought it would be a lot harder, but it's really not that bad. Just an everyday thing.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dan Dennison and his sweet corn pickers at Dandy Farms.
And so did they have to teach you what ears to pick?
No. Once you get started, you kind of get a feel for the right ears, what's good and what's not good.
Mm-hmm. And so is this somehow related to a career field that you might want to go into? I mean, agriculture?
Not really. It's just Jaren's little sister.
So what's it like working with Jaren?
Well, you constantly get him picking at you, saying, you're not doing this and you're not doing that. But other than that, it's fine.
So, well, Dan isn't bossy. Jaren is?
Yes.
I make up the difference.
Okay. Well, and I've seen you out here before, haven't I?
I don't think so.
Maybe just around.
Okay. This is only my second time ever picking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My name's Joseph Embrook.
Okay, Joseph, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm just friends with Dan's grandson, so that's how I corn pick. That's how I get here every single time.
And you're looking at Tyler, who's hiding.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of few words. So how is the corn picking this year?
Well, being my first year, I guess I can't compare it to much else, but it's it's not bad at all. It's, once you get going, it's actually like kind of mind-numbing, and you just lose yourself in it,
if that
makes no sense.
No, it makes sense. What do you think about?
What do I think about? Nothing. Mind, I mean, as I said.
But so your mind isn't drifting onto other things?
Not really.
It's just empty.
It's just empty. Picking corn.
Do you dream about corn at night?
I don't dream about corn.
I remember when I was a kid, we picked corn and I'd have corn picking dreams.
Really?
Yeah. We must have picked too much corn. So what's the best part about being out here?
The people. I really do like the people that I pick corn with, and everyone here is just really nice, and it feels like a family.
And so what's your name?
Caden McGill.
Okay, Caden. Have you been out here before?
This is my second year picking.
And how's it been?
Pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right, so how do you all get connected with Dan?
Well, I live just down the street, so I know him from being his neighbor, and I don't really know. Jaren does a lot of work for him, and Tyler's his grandson, so we're all just kind of connected.
And do you like being out here?
Yeah.
Are you an early riser?
Not really.
Not really, but you are for this?
Yeah.
And do you want to go into some aspect of agriculture?
I don't know right now.
It's early. You don't have to know at your age, huh?
Yeah.
You're just going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dan Dennison and his sweet corn pickers at Dandy Farms.
So, Tyler, you're not an early morning guy.
Nope.
I think some years when you've been out here, you just look too darn grumpy to even talk to.
Yeah. That's about right.
You look at, maybe it's sleepy.
Yeah, I'm very tired. I'm very tired all the time.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, do you enjoy working with your grandpa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
What have you learned from him?
How to be a hard worker and people skills, because he talks to everyone he meets ever. Just takes forever just talking to people for hours. Like Jaren, talks to Jaren for hours every day.
What do they talk about?
Corn. That's about it. They talk about corn.
Corn, corn, corn?
Yeah.
So, well, what's there so much to talk about? With respect to corn, is it planting times, seasons?
Just all of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Marketing?
They don't really talk about marketing that much.
I just have a hard time thinking that they can talk for hours.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Is that true, Dan?
I don't know, apparently. I mean, that I talk a lot. Yeah, that's true. Everybody knows that.
It's like his whole homage. Huh? Your whole homage is just talking to everyone.
We'll go somewhere and the kids will go, "You talk a lot." And I said, "That's all I got."
So, like going to the grocery store with Dan, you can never get out?
Nope. We could just need bread or something. He'd take 2 hours.
So, do you want to someday take over the farm? I guess that's none of my business, but it's not going to stop me from asking.
Maybe not. I feel like my sister has more.
Your sister?
Yeah. Ashley.
You're more interested?
Yeah. She might be, or my mom and dad, maybe.
Them first.
Yeah.
And see how it shakes out.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing a little family planning here for you.
You are. whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Well, you've worked hard at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've left a legacy, a good business, great reputation. That's quite, not everybody gets to leave such a legacy.
That's true. We've been fortunate. I mean, it's been fun. But you ask the kids what they want to do. You know, I never thought I'd ever be peddling sweet corn for a living. So you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
How things transpire.
And what's the best part of it for you, Dan?
Oh, the people. Tyler, I guess. the people. People I sell to, and I went to a wedding last weekend, the two kids that picked for me, and it's fun to have that relationship with a lot of people. And so I guess I like that part. I like it all. Knoxville's been really good to us, so I enjoy providing corn for them. And I feel bad if I run out and somebody pulls in, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, it's just we've been doing it as long as it's part of what we do, and so you have a feel for the people. But it's been a blessing.
And people just see at the south end of town and stop in?
We still got the stand out there by the corner of Walmart and the vet clinic, and try to be there. We aim to be there from 9 o'clock so we run out or late in the day. Usually that happens.
Well, it's always good to see you and the kids down there.
Yeah.
And stopping by.
Yep. I've had a lot of good kids work for me, and people enjoy them as well. So, at the stand or in here in the field.
Thanks to Dan Dennison and all the corn pickers for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.